It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction, coming to you every weekday to give you a little help on your journey, helping you know you're not alone in your efforts to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And today on The Inner Life, we're going to talk about lukewarmness. Mediocre, average, middle of the road, complacent, half-hearted. I was reading a few quotes this morning. Pope St. Pius V said, "All the evils of the world are due to lukewarm Catholics." And St. Teresa of Avila, whose feast day we celebrated yesterday, said, "The lukewarm do not embrace the cross, they merely drag it along." And so here to help us understand the dangers of lukewarmness, our spiritual director back with us once again, Father Mark Barron. Father Mark is a priest with the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, now parochial vicar for Our Lady of Peace Catholic Church in Darien, Illinois. Father Mark Barron, welcome back. How are you doing?
Hey, good to be back, Chuck. I'm doing pretty good today, ready to help to unpack this pretty important topic known as lukewarmness.
Yeah, and get started for us, and give us an overview when we talk about lukewarmness. What are we talking about?
Yeah, the Catechism actually refers to lukewarmness in number 2094. It says, "Lukewarmness is hesitation or negligence in responding to divine love." It can imply refusal to give oneself over to the prompting of charity. So how do we understand this? Well, we can look at this from the standpoint of, God has created us, and he's created us so we can be united with him and to reach perfect charity, because charity is what unites us with God. So how does that happen? Well, charity happens. Our love for God happens, our desire for union with him happens, because God, who is love itself, you could say God is the fire of love, and he tries to draw us, he tries to set us on fire with love for him. So when we have those, if you will, divine promptings, when we get those little callings, the promptings of God's love, calling us to love, calling us, if you will, up the mountain, when we get those, but we fail to respond to that, then that's what we would call, we kind of like neglect doing that, to responding to that love. That's what we call lukewarmness. Another way to kind of develop this is really picturing this this idea of a mountain. So if we look at union, picture God on top of a mountain, and he's saying, "Hey, come up here, climb the mountain, so you can be with me." And we want to be with God, but yet we see that, wow, the mountain's pretty high, and it's going to be cold up there. It's going to be a rough trip. And so we're kind of like, I hear God calling me, this prompting of love calling me to go higher, to reach God. But I don't feel like, taking on this journey. I don't feel like paying the price, if you will, to climb higher. So lukewarmness does deal with us neglecting these little charitable promptings of God, but it's also based in the fact that we neglect them because we don't really want to, we get a little lazy maybe, or we just don't want to pay the price that love demands. God's call, drawing closer to God is not easy. It calls forth, a certain sacrificial element, if you will, a certain price to pay. Lukewarmness just lacks that corresponding fire of love to respond to God's fire of love calling us to himself.